Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Moe's Southwest Grill Top 3 at 3. There's a brand new Moe's location in the east part of downtown in Spartanburg. It's 449 East Main Street, east part of downtown in Spartanburg. Today you can get Moe Monday, where for $6.99 you get a burrito, chips, salsa, and a drink. Welcome to Moe's. Lots of great stuff coming your way in the final hour of the show today at 3:20. What is exactly the resume of a national champion in college football? I've got some interesting data to share with you on where you need to be to win a national championship in college football in the year 2019. In honor of Antonio Brown, who seems to be his own worst enemy these days, Lonzo and I will share with you our most stubborn failures in life, when we were the most stubborn, when we absolutely should not be, and a very touching and moving best thing we heard today coming your way at 3:50. As for right now, it's time for the top three at three, where you get to opine on the biggest topics of our show day. The top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill, starts now. All right, folks. Well, it's about that time. Tim Tebow's baseball season has come to an end with a 163 batting average in AAA. And you might say, well, that sucks. Well, does it really? For a non-baseball player to hit 163 in AAA, isn't that pretty amazing? Like, it's pretty amazing to me. I always am laughing at people saying this guy's failing at baseball. Could you hit 163 in AAA? I would love to see anyone else who's capable of doing that. I think Tim Tebow still has a chance to make the majors one day, but he suffered a deep gash on his pinky, and he's going to miss the rest of the season for the Syracuse Mets. Syracuse, New York, my birthplace. He's going to miss the rest of the season for the Syracuse Mets. So, be that as it may, I feel it's time for a career change for one Tim Tebow. And I feel, and I can't believe I'm saying this because it's someone I love going to somebody that I hate, it's time for Tim Tebow to give Vince McMahon a call. Boy, would that not be a perfect match. Tim Tebow and the XFL. You can't tell me that Tim Tebow, in his millionaire status, enjoys riding buses to crappy minor league stadium after crappy minor league stadium. I'm sure he loves the game. I'm sure he loves the sport. But we've seen this time and again in other sports. Michael Jordan went to baseball for a couple years before missing the game of basketball and hanging them up with the Birmingham Barons. I say it's time for Tim Tebow to do exactly the same. There is still such a market to watch Tim Tebow on the gridiron. So many people, perhaps you, certainly me, would make watching XFL games appointment television if he was playing in them. And I still think he's got a lot to give the game of football. Would Tim Tebow alone make you more likely to watch the XFL? Would Tim Tebow be the best quarterback in the XFL? See, because now the XFL is going to get all of the cast-offs, all of the leftovers combined. No more Alliance of American Football. No real any arena league of note to discuss. So the best of the best that are not in the National Football League are now going to go to the XFL. I think it would be a fantastic landing spot for Johnny Manziel. I think it would be an even better landing spot for Tim Tebow. And I think he would immediately help to make that league relevant. Look, Tim, if you want to still play baseball, I fully support you. But in terms of what's best for your career, so many people miss you. So many people miss you on the gridiron, and so many people would love to see what you're capable of doing now at 32 years of age. Next up. All right, at number two, did you see this? His first game, Cleland Farrell And Cleveland Farrell had two tackles and one tackle for loss in the Raiders preseason game over the weekend. It was a big win for the Silver and Black this particular weekend. Two tackles, one tackle for loss. The Raiders, of course, selected him with the fourth overall pick in the NFL draft as Oakland got by the Rams 14-3. But did you happen to notice this? Cleveland Farrell was named a captain for his first NFL game. That's something I've never seen. That's something I've never heard before. And it's something I consider absolutely fascinating. John Gruden, as you know, the Oakland Raiders are on hard knocks right now, is paying keen attention to his prized first-round pick. Here's a little clip of a little motivational tactic that John is using with Cleveland on hard knocks.
Yeah, first rush is your best thing you got. All right, don't think, overthink it. You come off the ball and he Clemson Tiger his ass.
Elsewhere on the NFL preseason front, how about the job Deebo Samuel is doing with the San Francisco 49ers? Folks, you heard it right here on this show. I said Deebo Samuel, South Carolina wide receiver, would be one of the he's in my top 10 on my big board. The most talented players in the draft, he was in my top 10. For the 49ers to get Deebo Samuel in the second round of the NFL draft is an out-and-out steal. It is the steal of the draft. They should be paying money and fines back to everyone for the ripping off that they did of the rest of the National Football League. But in any case, Deebo Samuel, my opinion, is going to have a fantastic he's going to have a fantastic NFL career. And Deebo Samuel put up 75 total yards, 61 receiving, 14 yards rushing in the 49ers 17-9 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Two great storied franchises. And folks, Deebo Samuel is making a name for himself already.
Under 44, Bedford under center, a straight drop, going to look big, left sideline, Deebo's out there, and he reeled it in, he did, gets up.
Who does Deebo Samuel most remind you of at the professional level? For me, it's Anquan Boldin, former Florida State wide receiver. 7 years of 1,000 yards receiving in the NFL for Anquan Boldin. He is 14th all-time with 13,377 yards receiving. I think Deebo Samuel's got his size. He's got his physicality, but he's even got a little bit more speed and quickness than Anquan Boldin possessed. I like that as a comparison for Deebo Samuel. I think he's on his way to proving me right as a top 10 player in the draft. And as the steal of the draft, Paul also possibly a Rookie of the Year candidate as well. His stated goal is to become the best receiver in the National Football League. We'll see if we can happen, but I can't wait to watch this kid play at the National Football League level. And finally, folks, it's going to be the new college football, the new way that college football is, the new way of existence, whether we like it or not. And over the weekend, Friday, my alma mater, Florida, you guys know I was very critical of Tavian Feaster going to Clemson. My alma mater, Florida, accepted a hated rival from the Georgia Bulldogs, Brenton Cox, defensive end, five-star player. Georgia fans very quick to point out that this is Dan Mullen's first five-star with the Florida Gators. And my take doesn't change, folks. I don't change my tune just because something positive, and I'm putting air quotes on positive, happens to my team. I don't like rivals transferring to other rivals. The felony is when you do it with your biggest rival. The misdemeanor is when you accept a transfer from another rival on your schedule. And whether Georgia's is Florida's first or second rival, this makes me sick, and I don't like it in any way, shape, or form. And it's all due to the transfer portal, ladies and gentlemen. The transfer portal used to make it so that the head coaches could ban you from signing with your rival school. They could block you from doing so. Now they no longer have that right or privilege, and what you're going to see is a breaking of the levy in terms of what used to be the unwritten rules in college football. You never sign with a rival. Folks, I'm here to ask you the question, is free agency what we want college football to be? Is professional free agency? Because that's what it's come to. Whether it's Malik Zaire of Notre Dame transferring to Florida for his final year, Florida gets a rent-a-player for 1 year, Alex Hornibrook from Wisconsin transferring to Florida State. Is free agency what we want college football to be? Artavian Feasters and Brenton Coxes of the world transferring from rival to rival, what we want college football to be? Because frankly, if I'm totally honest with you, it makes me completely and totally sick to my stomach. Coaches should be able to block players from transferring to rivals. You should have limited options available for transfers. You shouldn't get to go wherever you want to go. And I think the day that this feels like full-on free agency, rent a player, players changing teams just for 1 year, I think that's the day that I fall a little bit out of love with college athletics, with college football. I really do. Because isn't it the continuity of having the same guys together for 3 or 4 years that makes you fall in love with a team? Guys like Jake Bentley, who have been with the Gamecocks their entire career, you've seen him grow, you've seen his mistakes, you've seen him improve. Isn't that what college football is supposed to be about? I could never get behind becoming a Kentucky Wildcats basketball fan because all you're cheering for is a jersey with a mannequin inside it. The faces change each and every year. College sports to me is supposed to be about building continuity within a team over a 3 to 4 year period. And yeah, each year you add a few new faces, but it was never supposed to feel like professional sports. It never was. And I hope it never gets to that point, but I'm sad that it is right before our eyes. Folks, is this what we want college athletics to be? Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307, so you can text the show. All you need to do is start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you tweet the show and are following us, we will get to your tweets live on the air. And email, where you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Your thoughts, your texts, your tweets, your comments, all coming up next, as well as we're going to share with you what the resume looks like of a national champion. If you're building a college football national championship, what are certain markers you need to hit? That and so much more coming your way on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great to be here with you guys. Welcome to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Your takes on the top three at three today. Tim Tebow in the XFL, a match made in heaven. Cleveland Farrell as a captain for his first NFL game. And with all the players transferring from rival to rival, I ask you the question, is this what we want college football to be? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I check on our text line where Hank says, anyone who blames the rise of mass shootings on video games is trying to find any excuse to avoid common sense gun control. Let me see if I can find this here. I went to the wrong screen here, sir, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to finish your text because I know it went somewhere else. Okay. I would also ask those people what video games, I would also ask those people what video games Charles Whitman played before he shot up the University of Texas. I understand that. You know, would you believe I've been to that bell tower? I walked up that bell tower in the last couple of years to kind of get a feeling for that that heinous crime, believe it or not. Mark, you are totally wrong. Coaches can go anywhere. Why not players? Coaches can go anywhere with really hefty buyouts, Kevin. It's not just so easy as a coach decide. There's a really hefty buyout that a school has to pay. For example, Dabo and Alabama, they put 10 times the buyout on Dabo Swinney going to Alabama, or significantly higher buyout than he would anywhere else. Coaches, you have legal hurdles to jump through. Yes, if you really want to go somewhere, your school can pay a massive buyout, but it shouldn't be as just easy as just being able to flip the script to your rival for 1 year. Are 1 year rentals what we want college sports to be? I mean, if I'm asking you that question, are 1 year rentals what we want college sports to be? Because that's not the college sports that I grew up watching. Yes, I'm a little bit nostalgic. Yes, rivalries are very sacred to me, but I had to take it in the face with Florida, you know, accepting this transfer from Georgia. It makes me sick. I don't like it. That's nowhere close to where I want to be. Let's get right back to the phone lines, and Billy joins us up next. Billy, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, Mark, I just wanted to comment on what you was talking about with the post you posted on Twitter last night.
Sure.
I didn't post it or repost it, whatever, because I disagreed with it. I don't know, honestly. I'm not going to make a comment on something that I don't know. I've never been to a fan day at either one. I will say this goes for both universities. I would be careful of regurgitating anything you hear from either one of their medias, because they're going to be biased one way or the other.
Well, Billy, this was not a Clemson media member.
Okay, but it was a Clemson fan?
No, it was a media member who was covering the event just like I was covering the event. He has nothing to do with Clemson. Doesn't work for Clemson. Is not employed by Clemson.
It may be true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not going to make a comment on that. I would imagine that.
Billy, you retweeted yesterday a lot of people bashing me. I saw that. You were retweeting that.
I retweeted some of the things that I agreed with what they said. I didn't disagree with everything. Like I said, I don't know, but I wasn't bashing you. I don't want you to take it that way. It's not meant that way. You've never, ever said anything that's offended me, honestly. There's been things that you said that I disagree with, and there's been things that you said that I agree with. But if we can't talk on the radio and just take it, you know, with a grain of salt, everything, then life is too serious, and you need 100% to stop whatever you're listening to.
100%. So Billy, the million-dollar question is, why are fans so sensitive? I'm having fun with this, right? This media member tells me this. You know, Billy, like, when have we had the most fun on this show? When we're playing up the Palmetto rivalry, right? That's when we've had the most fun.
Right.
I believe rivalries are supposed to be fun, right? For listeners just tuning in, I have a tweet. I was at the Clemson Fan Day yesterday, and when I was leaving, a media member came up to me and compared the Clemson Fan Day with the South Carolina Fan Day. The tweet has now been seen 33,196 times, and 112 South Carolina fans have cursed me out for sharing this tweet. So here's what the media member said to me, Billy. At South Carolina, they do fan day for 1 hour, and they give you a small poster. Here at Clemson, they go for a full 2.5 hours in the heat of day and are handing out thousands of autograph books. They're national champs. They don't have to do this, but they do. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this is another fun, playful jab at the Palmetto rivalry. Let's have some fun with it. And then what happens instead is everyone's saying, what kind of a reporter are you for posting false information? Well, I'm not a reporter. I'm just having some fun. Just having fun. That's it.
Well, there's two. You've been here almost a year now.
No. 7 months. 7 months.
Okay, well, it's close enough. Listen, you posted enough fun at both fan bases that you can tell that there's two things that, and they're separate. They're not the same thing, but there are two things that will get both fan bases going. When you start trying to tell Clemson they're not big time, that gets them going. And when you start trying to tell South Carolina they're not relevant, that gets them going. So, and, you know, we are the little brother. Let's be honest. Lonzo, I know you're a South Carolina fan. As much as I hate to admit this, we have been the little brother the better part of my life, and I'm going on 50. So it is what it is. If you imply that in any of your posts, and that's sort of implying that, it's going to unravel some fans. Now, I don't disagree with some of that. You know, there are some things that we are the little brother. We're just going to have to accept that. The only thing you can do is get better. Until then, you just shut up and take it.
100%.
I was going to say, you're waiting for me to agree. My silence is agreement. Yes, you're absolutely right, Billy.
Billy, I totally agree, man.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is what irritates me about local media. I don't mean you, Mark, per se. I'm just saying local media. And I'm talking about TV people, too. If you watch, and Lonzo can tell you this, he's been here long enough, it's like South Carolina's not even in this area. You know, we don't get covered at all, whether we're good or not. And Clemson is the opposite. Even when they're bad, they get much better coverage than South Carolina does. And I'm not talking about the other station. I'm talking about television stations in this area. That is frustrating as a South Carolina fan in this area. But I don't mean you, Mark. I think you've been more than fair. Anyway, I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it.
No, Billy, hey, no, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it very much. And that's all I want to do. And I'm sadly, and I don't know if this is right or wrong, folks, but sadly, I'm starting to feel like I'm losing by not picking a side. Like from many of you, I hear that, you know, privately, Mark, I love that you're not going to be all garnet and black or all purple and orange, and you're going to be fair right down the middle as you say it. And I always try to praise where warranted and criticize where warranted. But, you know, lately it feels like I'm taking bleep. It's hitting the fan with both fan bases. And you are wondering a little bit as a host if you're better off just picking a damn side here. You're wondering that. What do you guys think? I mean, am I better off just still doing what I've done and just being kind of right down the middle and, you know, praising and criticizing, giving you my opinion, whether good or bad on both sides? Or do I really need to pick a side here? Because the last couple weekends, I seem to have been involved in something viral the last few weekends here. And you know, it's making me wonder if just both fan bases are ultimately going to hate you if you don't pick a side. You might as well have 50% love you, right? Or, you know, sometimes it feels like 100% hate you, especially with that Tavian Feaster thing, man. You had Clemson people loving Tavian Feaster and accepting his decision, and you had South Carolina fans saying, who are you to say sloppy seconds about us? Right? So what do you guys think? 1-844-477-3776. Is it possible to host here in the upstate and pick neither side, to be a fan of neither side? Not to hate either side. I want both sides to do well. It's good for business if Clemson does well. It's good for business if South Carolina does well. But do I need to pick a side to be successful here?
I want you to
Texter says, Mark, I'd stay in the middle. If you pick Clemson, I will stop listening to your show.
Yeah, along those lines, I want you to keep in mind, once you pick a side, you lose a lot of people. You do. Staying in the middle, people are going to, they're still trying to figure out which side you're on. And if you can keep that going, you keep both sides in. But if you pick Clemson, then South Carolina fans have no place to go on the radio. If you pick South Carolina, actually, I would pick South Carolina, but that's just me, because then you get all the Clemson people coming at you, hating you because you picked South Carolina. I don't know. Playing the middle is probably the best for you. It really is.
It doesn't feel that way right now. It honest. And see, the thing is, Lonzo, like, I do okay taking all the heat. I do okay. But nobody wants to feel like everybody hates you, right? Nobody wants to feel that way. And the last couple, you even said it earlier in the show, Lonzo. You're like, you know, Mark, I don't know. Like, I used to think when you first started, you may have been leaning in one direction. Then you go right back to the other side. And it's just so happened that the stories here that have come out have worked out perfectly where, you know, I praise South Carolina sometimes, and then they deserve criticism for Tavian Feaster. I praise Clemson for being the it school in college football, and then I don't feel they're forthcoming enough when it comes to the Osterine stuff. And it's just kind of naturally worked out where I can give you my honest opinion, and it seems like a lot of people value me being down the middle, but it's not a fun feeling feeling like everybody hates you all the time sometimes.
Well, let me tell you, when I picked a side, I picked that side, and I've been on that side forever. I started getting really frustrated, and I was talking to a guy who'd been in radio for 30 years. He's like, listen, you have put yourself out there. That's what you are. Now you've got to be that, because I would say positive things about Clemson, and all people would hear was, oh, this Gamecock guy is saying stuff. You know, they wouldn't hear the positive things. All they hear is that it's coming from a Gamecock side, so it can't be real. It can't be heartfelt. It can't be reporting, you know, down the middle. Once you pick a side, you're on that side, and that's it. There is no more objectivity. Anything you say will be coming from that side, whether you are coming from that side or not.
I think that's so unfortunate.
It is.
That's so unfortunate that people do that to you, that people pigeonhole you that way, and that, you know, like, whenever... I've experienced here, when I say something positive about South Carolina, the Clemson fans think I'm a South Carolina homer. The same is true in reverse. The South Carolina fans say, oh, you're a Clemson homer. When you say something negative, you got all the fan base on one side cursing you out, and the fan base on the other side is liking what you're saying. They're retweeting what you're saying. I mean, like, I think Diddy made a great point that the level of divisiveness in our country has also, you know, filtered down through the sports world, where we, you know, for whatever reason, we are now more divisive in the sports world than we've ever been before. See, and if you look at social media, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are not on social media, I commend you. It's better that you stay off. You're not really gaining a lot from being on there, if I'm honest. But if you look at social media, these Clemson and South Carolina fans are cursing each other out daily. It happens every single day.
By the way, I disagree with Diddy. This has nothing to do with the climate of politics. This has to do with exactly what you talked about just then. This is social media. This is another venue for all these people to get on and talk stuff to each other without ever seeing the other person. And you're really brave when you don't know who that person is.
Oh, there's a lot of keyboard.
It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with social media.
A lot of keyboard tough guys out there. You know, a lot of keyboard tough guys. A texter says, you got to ignore all the idiots on Twitter, Mark. The diehard keyboard warriors who didn't even go to college won't ever say it to your face. You know, I retweeted a guy today who listened to me for the first time today, and he has no picture on social media. He's one of those avatars that has no picture. And I retweeted him because he said, your voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Your show is terrible. And I said, So is your avatar, sir. So, you know, as it's part for me, I've kind of like reached a place of comfort in the area now, where I'm starting to have realizations about certain things, and I hope I'm not having the realization that I need to take a side, because I really don't want to take a side. That's not where I want to go. That's not what I want to do. Your thoughts on this? Welcome. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We will take your calls on this, but also up next, in honor of the troubled Antonio Brown, the biggest stubborn mistakes Lonzo and I have ever made in our lifetimes. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you. Monday edition of the show. Antonio Brown. Have you heard about this? Antonio Brown is you know, having this problem with his helmet right now, and he wants to wear his old helmet. And his old helmet's greater than 10 years old. They've since made technological advancements that they say reduce the likelihood of concussions. And Antonio Brown says, no, I'm not playing with that helmet. I'm only playing with mine. Well, the problem is the NFL has this law, rule, that says you can't play with a helmet more than 10 years old. So Antonio Brown is actually going as far as to say that he will walk away from the $32 million remaining on his contract if the NFL won't allow him to wear his helmet. And folks, they're not going to. They're not going to do that. And I think, you know, if you think about it, sometimes in life as men, our pride gets in the way more than it should. This is one of those cases. There's no doubt about that. John Gruden supports Antonio Brown on his helmet.
And I hope so. You know, there's been a lot of reports out there. I can't say I agree with all of them. Certainly, but I support this guy. You know, I think that's what needs to be said. I don't know what anybody's writing or what anybody thinks, but this foot injury wasn't his fault. You know, this was a total accident. It really wasn't his fault, and it's a serious injury. I know some people are smarting at it, but it's really not a laughing matter. The guy was hurt. He was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong, and the helmet thing is a personal matter to him. You know, he has a strong feeling about what he's worn on his head, and we're supporting him. And we understand the league's position as well, so we're in a tough spot. And we hope Antonio is back here soon because he's exciting to be around. I'm excited. I got some plays for him. I hope we can start calling him.
Antonio Brown is one of the most electric wide receivers in the NFL, and he's another small school overlooked guy that has always had a chip on his shoulder. And, man, does that make you successful. Paul Gutierrez opines, why exactly is AB so attached to one helmet?
The thing with the helmet is interesting. I mean, you got guys that have been using the same gear for their entire career. That's such is the case with Antonio right now. His helmet is an older model. It's a model that's been outlawed, so to speak, by the NFL. And he's very upset about that. Other guys that have been affected by this include Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. And I'm also told that there's several Raiders that are not happy about this situation either. A lot of it has to do with aesthetics. A lot of it has to do with just comfort level. Because with this old helmet that Antonio Brown had, it's one of those where you pump it up with air. What the Raiders use now, and most of the league does, are these 3D technology where they take scans of the head and it's custom fit that way. So I'm not an equipment manager either, but I did speak to somebody who told me and kind of filled me in on a lot of things about it.
There you go. There you go. And then Dan Orlovsky. Do you remember the best highlight of Dan Orlovsky, Lonzo? No? He was the guy, the quarterback for the Lions, that thought he was inbounds and he was running out of the back of the end zone for like 10 yards before he realized he was out of bounds the whole time. He actually ran back and he had a safety and he didn't realize he was out of the back of the end zone. It's just running around for like 10 plus yards. It's one of the most hilarious clips you've ever seen. Is actually a much better analyst than he was a quarterback. Says, yo, Antonio Brown, how about a little maturity here?
I'd keep it very simple. Like, grow up. You know, I've got 7-year-old kids to it that I have to kind of talk that way to at times. You know, I understand guys are very territorial to their superstitions or equipment or whatnot, but I played on a bunch of different teams, and these equipment staffs go out of their way to make sure that you're comfortable and how can we help you and make sure specifications are the way that you want. And at some point, you just I would look at the guy and be like, dude, choose the hill that you want to die on, because this is not it. And there's plenty of options. At the end of the day, you trying to continue to fight this fight is like trying to use Instagram on a flip phone. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So grow up, dude.
Love Dan Orlovsky. Okay, Lonzo, your most stubborn moment in honor of Antonio Brown saying, I won't play. I'm going to take my helmet and go home if you don't let me wear my 10-year-old helmet.
All right, you're not going to like this. You're going to think this is lame, but this is something that's ongoing. I will not turn left across two lanes of traffic, and I will not turn left out of this exit. There's an exit coming out of the shopping center behind us, and people try to go left out of the thing, and I've seen 3 or 4 accidents happen. So we go out to eat every Saturday and come back and do a show, and the guys make fun of me every day because I will not turn left across two lanes of traffic unless there is a red light. I just won't do it. I will go miles out of my way to not do that. I don't care. It is stubborn, but I'm just not doing it because I think it's stupid.
I was in this situation this morning, as a matter of fact. This GPS keeps taking me down this way where I have to cross over 2 busy lanes one way, be in the median for a little while, and then I got to cross over to the other side, right? And I hate when it does that. Lonzo, I not only don't hate that, I agree with that wholeheartedly. The only accident I've seen since I've been here was coming out of Walmart, and this girl in front of me did that very thing. Tries to speed away. You know, you ever know when like one car waits for the person? Like, so one car is giving her space. She can't see behind the other line. And she just guesses, I'm just going to gun it. I'm going to go for it. And you could see the car accident happening a mile away. Right. And she's trying to do exactly what you said. Mine is this. Here's my Antonio Brown moment. A girl I was dating some years ago ended the relationship. Told me, listen, it's no good for you to fly and see me. It's no good. The relationship is over. And like an idiot, I flew anyway, Lonzo. And I paid $400 for the ticket. And I'm heartbroken. And I thought, man, Mark, you can turn on the charm and you can get her back. And I didn't get her back. And I was just out $400. Okay? Never do things out of desperation. Antonio Brown, never do things out of pride and stubbornness. I was convinced, Mark, you got away with words, man. You can change your mind. You didn't change your mind. You were then there for 3 days, not staying with her, doing absolutely nothing and wasting your life. You know, you ever seen those DirecTV commercials? Don't get stuck with this or that, right? Don't get stuck doing what Mark Ryan did. Don't get stuck flying to see a girl that doesn't want to see you. Cancel your plane ticket. All right, let's get to Bear, who's been hanging patiently on the line. Bear, thanks for the call, brother. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. What's up?
Good. Hey, I just want to comment on you talking about picking sides. I don't even see what the issue is here, man. You do an excellent job. And the way you report both sides, I think you're very fair. Picking a side wouldn't make any sense, regardless of which side it was. So I wouldn't even
okay, because Lonzo said on the screen here to pick a side. He said that's what you were saying. So
no, that's he's no, talking no, about pick a side. You're just reading it wrong.
Okay,
that's
okay.
All.
It says pick a side.
Yeah, that's the topic. Yeah.
Okay, so Bear, I feel like I'm getting hated on by both sides right now by not picking a side. At least if I pick a side, at least half the people are going to love me, right?
No. I mean, I'm a Clemson fan, and I wouldn't want a Clemson homer hosting and just pumping sunshine constantly, just like I wouldn't want a Gamecock homer, you know, constantly taking jabs. I mean, it's neat to have someone that's, you know, an outsider, so to speak, just kind of call it down the middle. And, I mean, perfect example, I listen to a sports show later in the evening. They're all Gamecocks. But it's how they report the stories is the reason it's so good. You know, it's just a lot of how you report it, which I think is the most important thing. Don't pick a side. Man, you know, I'm a Clemson fan. I'd love to have you, you know, join the family, but no, you're doing excellent the way you're doing
it. Hey, Bear, that means a lot, man. Thank you so much for the kind words. So Bear says absolutely positively, do not pick a side. Even though you could pick my side, I don't want you to pick my side. I'd like to think, folks, that it's more interesting to you to have somebody right down the middle. Somebody that will praise you when warranted, somebody that will tick you off with criticism when warranted. And that's exactly what I try to do. All right. A very inspirational best thing we heard today that involves there's a 50% chance that you love the team that this this quote is from. And we'll share it with you next, right here on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, folks. So check this out. Trayvon Mullen, former Clemson defensive back, second round pick of the Oakland Raiders. Hard Knocks, you know, they're everywhere. The NFL teams hate it, but there's never better TV. If you haven't seen Hard Knocks, get HBO just for watching Hard Knocks and then enjoy Game of Thrones while you're there, okay? Alonzo, you seen any more Game of Thrones these days?
No, man. It's just incest and rape. No, and it's where's the fighting? There's no fighting.
There's a ton of fighting. You just didn't watch enough. So anyway, Trayvon Mullen, there was reason for him to celebrate even more than playing in and winning his first NFL game, the Raiders preseason 14-3 win over the Rams on Saturday. Nope, there's going to be a certain addition to the Mullen family.
We're going to go to Arizona. It's a short week. The plan is to play the starters. Don't know how long, but I want to get ready to rumble. Are you guys with me on that? Yes, let's hear it for Trayvon Mullen. He's going to be a dad, man. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We had 20 veterans go out to dinner the other night. We had about 50 other young players play the ball tonight. But it's going to be rookies like this and old men like you, Westbrook, that make this season special, man. So let's get Trayvon in here for a break. Let's break it up.
Trayvon Mullen, folks. Trayvon Mullen is soon to be a dad and can afford to give his kid a wonderful life. So great to see for Trayvon and very, very happy for him. And, you know, I think John Gruden has done a lot of boneheaded things since he's been the head coach, jettisoning Khalil Mack because they don't want to pay him, and then bringing in a worse headache than that, 10 times worse, in Antonio Brown, to me, doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. You are now held hostage by Antonio Brown's drama day in and day out. But one thing he did do incredibly right is, you know, how do you change a negative culture? It's one of the hardest things to do. Changing habits, breaking habits. They say it takes 21 days minimum of doing things completely differently to break a habit. So changing a culture is one of the most obscenely difficult tasks. Bruce Arians has that task right now in Tampa. John Gruden has that task in Oakland. You draft winners, right? Three players. They're now Clemson West. The Oakland Raiders are Clemson West with Cleveland Farrell, Trayvon Mullen, and Hunter Renfrow all on that team this year. These are young guys. Maybe they're young. Maybe they're naive. Maybe they're gullible. Maybe they don't know any better. I once won the most gullible award in high school. They gave me a bumper sticker that says I smile because I have no idea what's going on. I will never tell you the prank that I fell for to win that particular award. But these guys might be young. They might be naive. They might just be too dumb to realize they're not supposed to win. And that could very well be the very best thing for the Oakland Raiders in the 2019 football season. I, for one, can't wait to watch Cleveland Farrell, Trayvon Mullen, and Hunter Renfrow. Hey, guys, stick and stay for Straight Up with Sturge. Will Pelagic in for Sturge today. And thanks so much for listening to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.